Effect of nitrogen and phosphate fertilization on perennial ryegrasses and red clovers. Authors: Andrea Sierra Larkin, Yesenia Moreno Oviedo, Edgar A. Mancipe Munoz, Yesida Vellaneda Vellaneda, and Juanita J. Vargas Martinez. Abstract. Introduction. Specialized dairy systems are forage-based, which makes necessary to generate recommendations that promote the efficient and sustainable use of this resource. Objective. The objective of this work was to evaluate increasing levels of nitrogen and phosphate fertilization on forage yield and compositional quality of rye grass, Lolium perenne, and red clovers, Trifolium repens. Materials and methods. In September 2016, two perennial rye grasses plots and two red clovers were established in two Colombian departments, Boyaca and Cundinamarca, in 4M2. The first one received 0, 50, 100 or 150 kg NH1, and 0, 25 or 50 kg P2O5H1, and the second one received 0, 12.5, 25 or 37.5 P2O5H1. After the establishment period, 120 days and a uniform cut, forages were harvested at 21, 35 and 49 regrowth days, during two evaluation periods, April-May and June-July 2017. The variables were evaluated through a split plot design with repeated measures. Results: nitrogen fertilization increased, P less than 0.05, dry matter yield, chlorophyll and crude protein concentration, and decreased neutral detergent fiber. Phosphatic fertilization did not modify, P greater than 0.05, rye grass and clover yield and composition. Furthermore, the extension in the age of regrowth increased, P less than 0.05, the concentration of components less soluble in clovers and rye grass, which are related to the lower nutritional value. Conclusion. The application of increasing levels of nitrogen, but not phosphorus, elevated the production and quality of rye grasses. Phosphorus application did not modify clover's yield nor composition. Keywords: forages, feed grasses, legumes, pastures, grasslands.